Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Today I've got another great show where I'm going to sit down with Adam Sand. He's with Sargent's Roofing in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Adam was on the show once before in episode number 27, and we talked about how he increased his business by 125% using Facebook ads. That was a while back, but I talked to him recently, and he has taken his Facebook ads up to another level. And this is a great show. It's fascinating. This guy really knows his stuff. He's not only a contractor, but he's also helping other contractors now with their Facebook ad campaigns, and he has got some great stuff. So let's get into the interview with Adam Sand. Hey, Adam, thanks for coming on the show again.
Hey, no problem. It's good to be here.
We had a great conversation in last September. And since that time, not only are you working with Sargent's Roofing, but you're also working with other contractors. Is that right?
Yeah. So I have a few clients right now. I had a bunch more, and then I kind of scaled that back to just the ones I want to work with. I was kind of taking on anything and everything. And, you know, I realized in my sweet spot is getting like $600,000 companies to around 1.2, or like $1 million company, million and a half, you know, and getting them to two and a bit. I can really make a measurable difference inside there because there's common challenges that each of those is overcoming, and so allows me to kind of take everything I've learned from each other client and kind of combine it to help them all. So it collapses a lot of time frames.
I heard you're going to be speaking down at the IMG Expo down in New Orleans this next month and about Facebook ads. So tell me a little about what you're going to be speaking about and what information you can get out to our contractors.
Well, it's a good question you asked that. And I mean, it's, you know, what I'm doing is I'm going there to instruct on the power of the Facebook pixel. So, you know, just since January 1st, when I really started saying, okay, you know what, I'm going to take on some more clients, and I'm also doing some like free online education, some paid online education. So since I decided to kind of pursue that, I reached out to a lot of roofers, and in the last month, it kind of started January 1st, so 20 days, I've talked to 460 roofers, looked at their websites, 98.5% of them do not have the Facebook pixel on their website currently. A lot of people don't know what that is, right?
I don't either. So how about you explain that to us?
No problem. So if you're like, I like to put it in the context of a shoe store because it's something we can all understand and it's relatable. So if we back, you know, rewind a bit to before, you know, Facebook was around. If you had a shoe store on a busy street, it was all about location. You wanted to be in a good spot. You could put a sign outside. Maybe you could pay for some radio ads or something like that and talk about some sales on shoes. But ultimately, it was very much of a outbound, you know, talking at customers, trying to get them to come in. And once they did come into the store, for whatever reason, your focus was 100%. You have to sell them a pair of shoes today because once they leave, they're gone forever. And you don't know how to reach them. So that's why everybody started to get a loyalty card. So it was like, oh, do you want to be a part of our membership club? Do you want to be part of our loyalty card? Do you want to sign up for our newsletter? It was also they could just keep spamming you and just spray and pray and hope that sooner or later you're going to come back and buy some shoes.
Right.
And usually it would have to come in some kind of discount or something like that to just get them to come back. And so now imagine you're at the shoe store that you own and a salesman comes to the door and says, hey, I've got this amazing new camera called Customer Cam, and it's got soul-peering technology. It peers right into people's souls. And you go, oh, what's that? He says, well, the minute somebody comes into your store, right, from the minute they walk through the door, we know who they are, their name, we know where they live, we know what they drive, we know how much money they make, what kind of neighborhood they live in, what their hobbies are, who their friends are, how often they travel, what kind of events they like going to. We know their political affiliations, religious affiliations. We got, you know, we know exactly, you know, all this information about them. And we're also able to peer into their soul and know why they came to your store, what ad they saw. While they're here, we're going to see what sales associate talked to them, what they said that worked to sell them a pair of shoes, what shoes they looked at, what shoes they bought, what shoes they tried on, and then how much time they spent in the store, and how much money they spent when they, you know, before they leave. And we're gonna have all this information on them. Would you? And by the way, the camera's free. Would you want that camera in your shoe store, Dave?
Yeah, that sounds pretty
wild. Of course, right? You'd be an idiot not to, right? Well, that's what the Facebook Pixel is. It's a security camera that goes on your website that is a little window, 1 pixel by 1 pixel wide, and allows Facebook to see who came to your site, because it's like they're logged in to their Facebook all the time. So you know how when you type in Facebook, your Facebook just pops up? That's because you're logged in. So imagine there's a 1 pixel by 1 pixel wide. So you can't even see it. There's millions of pixels on your computer screen. So if you were to pick one dot, like one of those little itty bitty dots, that's a whole Facebook website. Imagine there's just a whole Facebook website inside that one tiny little dot. So when you visit that website, bam, you're logged into Facebook on that website. And now that information reports back to the owner of the site. So they know everything about the people that are visiting their site. And over time, you can start to understand trends, which is very powerful, right?
And you're saying, So because you're able to go into their Facebook account, or how does that work? Explain that to me. I'm a little slow on this.
No problem. And you know, this is exactly why I'm teaching it. And I won't be able to cover every single detail here. So there's still a reason for people to come see the show. But if they can't make it, this will at least be a good summary. So, you know, you don't actually go in to see people's profile. What happens is you have a Facebook ID, right? So, you know, let's say you're 12345 and I'm 123456. So it's not going to tell you that, you know, Dave is 42 and like skiing, right? It's going to tell you that you know, we're both interested in skiing and snowboarding, right? So if we're the only two people that visit the site, it's going to tell you that the most common thing between the people that have visited your shoe store, let's say, if you and I both went to the shoe store, is that your audience likes to go skiing and snowboarding. Because if you and I both walked in, that's the one thing I know that we have in common, right?
And Facebook is pulling all this information. They've already got all that. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, because the one contingent upon getting that camera, remember I said that in your shoe store, that camera is free. And the reason that it's free is because not only are you being supplied with this information, you're also giving this information. So let's say you have your shoe store and Sarah walks in through the front door, right? Well, Sarah comes in, she spends a few minutes in the store. Someone tells her that they're doing 20% off all the heels. She goes over to the heels section and she only looks at red shoes. And she looks at all the different kinds of red shoes. And then finally she settles on a couple pairs and she goes up and she buys them and she leaves and goes on about her day. Well, now the camera sends out to the world that Sarah is really interested in red shoes. Now, people don't just buy red shoes and walk around naked. They have things that that match with that. And that's the same with everything. If you like snowboarding, the vehicle purchase that you buy based on your, you know, you liking to drive into the mountains, you're probably not going to buy a Nissan Sentra. You're probably going to buy a Nissan Rogue, right? Because it's got all-wheel drive. So now, let's say that at the Golden Globes this year, a bunch of Hollywood starlets go across the red carpet wearing red shoes, right? And let's say it's the Red Shoe Gala, you know, but they're all wearing different outfits. And now Vogue and all these other girl magazines say, oh, these are who rocked it at the show. And they show all their outfits and take all these pictures of them. And now this article is all over Vogue's Facebook page, all over their website, and all over their social media feeds. Now, if I own a clothing store and I say, hey, Dave's got a shoe store, I can tell Facebook I got the outfits that all these girls are walking across the red carpet with. Like, I sell outfits that look just like that. I want to show pictures of my outfits to women who like and buy red shoes and who have watched the Golden Globe Awards, where all the women were walking across the red shoes, and who also read Vogue, Cosmopolitan, and all these other female magazines. I want to show my ad to those people. That's ultra relevant. That's laser targeted, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm going to sell a whole crap load of those outfits, because now every girl who wants to look like Jessica Alba is going to buy my clothes because she already owns the shoes to match the outfit, right?
Okay.
So now we got to kind of pull that out a bit to make it relevant to roofers again, right? Because none of us give a rat's about shoes.
Right. But, so how does this apply to our roofing contractors?
Okay. So, Dave, when a customer or a potential customer goes outside and sees the shingles worn out on their roof, do they immediately run in and Google roofers in Texas, do you think?
Unlikely.
Right. First, let's say the wife notices first, and she doesn't really want to bring it up just yet, and you know she doesn't even know if she's looking at the right thing. So she looks up, she Googles how to know if it's time to replace my shingles, right? And Google is like our brain. We go to Google for all the answers, right? And Google is intent-based. So you have to be looking for something at a specific time, and you have to, as a roofer, we have to try and put ourselves out in front of them based on what they're searching for. So when they search for that, what's going to pop up? If you Google that right now on your computer, who's going to pop up? It's Home and Garden Television, Mike Holmes, Angie's List, Home Advisor. All these people that we as roofers are paying money to, and then they're using that money to invest in outranking our own roofing company websites on Google, so that when our customers in Texas Google how to know it's time to replace my shingles, my blog post, your blog post, the other roofing guy's blog post, they don't show up. What shows up is Angie's List blog post, Home and Garden, and Home Advisor. You're never going to beat them because you're paying them collectively as roofers millions and millions of dollars. But they do have the Facebook pixel installed on their websites, because they, Home Advisor, as soon as you go to them and you ask that question, it's going to add you to that list of, this is the kind of behavior that people have. They visit this blog typically a month before they start to actually look at buying a roof.
Right.
Because then what happens is the wife goes and talks to the husband, says, hey, I Googled it. I think it's time to replace our shingles. And they go, what shingles should we get? So then the husband Googles, what are the best shingles? Shingle features, right? So then he's on Owens Corning and he's learning about the nail zones and stuff like that. And he's on Malarkey and you're hearing about the big nailing zone, or the zone they call it, right? A lot of roofing companies, a lot of manufacturers use zone. I'm just realizing that now. They all like the word zone. But anyways, it's neither here nor there. But they all start to catalog these people. And now, because this is all going back to Facebook, Facebook can start to learn that people don't start searching for a roofing contractor until first they found out if it's time to replace the roof, and they visited these kind of very common blog posts from these very big websites, and they've also started to look at different brands of shingles. That character profile, right? Those traits represent a person who's going to buy a roof soon. Mm-hmm. Now, you can never beat Home Advisor, Home and Garden Television to the top of the list with that. It's too hard, and you'll have to invest so much money to do it. But what
Now, are you saying that we shouldn't be putting our money into SEO, for instance, because we're never going to, there's no way we're ever going to get on the first page of Google. Is that right?
If you're paying your marketing guy $500 a month to help you with SEO, and then you're paying Home Advisor $100 a lead for 30 leads a month, and then they're taking your $3,000, and then every other roofer that gave them $3,000, and they're investing in that same SEO in your same city, who do you think wins?
Yeah.
And they're better, because they can provide a full-time career to people who are good at SEO, rather than your rinky-dink $500 a month where you call them and ask them 35 questions every month. They can just go to work at Home Advisor, work 9 to 5, do the same job, and they don't have some contractor going, but why am I not on the first page every day?
So, right? And that's why you're saying Facebook is really taken over as far as place to put your money.
Yes, because what it is now you are able to tell Facebook, I want my information, my special offer, to go out in front of people who match these traits. So people who are interested in gas, Owens Corning, Home and Garden Television, you know, they're homeowners who own a house in this postal code where all the roofs are old, or this zip code where all the roofs are old, and they make an average income of $100,000 or more, and they don't rent, they're homeowners. And they're interested in their showing the behavior traits of a person who's going to be doing home renovations soon. You can tell Facebook that exact information. So you're telling me that that Facebook knows everything about you. In 2012, they could predict with 87% accuracy if a girl was pregnant in her first trimester before she even knew. And that was in 2012. They had this huge thing where they got busted for it. So you're telling me that if you can tell Facebook that you want to target a homeowner who makes $100,000 a year, who lives in this neighborhood with old roofs, who is interested in home renovation, and has visited all these websites that are typical roofing websites, and you can reach those people for $5-$10, you're still going to send out effing flyers, and you're going to go knock on their doors and interrupt them at supper?
Now, these are the ads that I'm seeing, or the posts that say sponsored. Is that mm-hmm. right?
So as you go through the news feed, you'll see ads that say sponsored, right? And so there's a strategy to it, right? You have to lead with value first, just like you are with your podcast. You're leading with value first. You're providing value to all these roofers. Now, if you have the podcast, or if you have the Facebook pixel on your website, and you start to generate an audience of roofers, and then all of a sudden, you decide you want to take on a sponsor, well, you can tell that this certain insurance company that you have, you know, 42% of your audience is all in Denver, where there's a whole bunch of hail stuff going on, right, all the time, yeah. Right? So that you can use this information to acquire sponsors, or you can use it to target certain roofers in certain areas and promote relevant products. And this sounds creepy. Right. Or it sounds like it's, you know, like every time someone hears this for the first time or the 10th time, they go, oh, you know, Facebook, they just know way too much about us. It's kind of creepy how much they know. But I always think about Christmas time, and it's kind of a weird subject, but I always think about Christmas time because when I go on holidays and I go to the mountains and I'm sitting in the hotel and it's, you know, Christmas morning, everybody's open Christmas presents. We're not hitting up the slopes just yet. Lunch isn't ready. And you're watching Die Hard because they're always playing it every Christmas. And I love watching Die Hard. And I'm sitting in the hotel. And now at home, I have Netflix and Apple TV. I don't see commercials, right, ever. And so when I'm in the hotel, I'm forced to. And because they know that this is a time when everybody's watching TV, you've got commercials every 6 effing minutes, which drives me nuts. Mm. And what drives me even more nuts is that I'm getting commercials for cystic fibrosis, Vagisil, shoes, Maybelline. Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe she's beautiful or born with it or something like that. I mean, yeah, the ad worked. I remember the slogan, but I mean, this is not relevant to me at all. I mean, show me like, but they can't target me. They can't put anything relevant in front of me. So they just yell at us and hope that the right person's listening at the right time, and everybody else, well, it's wasted ad money, but who cares? You know, it's the only way to do it.
Right. And that's what so many roofers do. I mean, it's just spray and pray.
Yeah. Flyer the whole neighborhood. Someone will buy.
Right. So you're saying that you can just target this thing down to the gnat's ass, basically, and really focus in on those people that, for instance, have a 20-year-old house and are potentially going to be in the market for a roof, and you're not marketing renters and wasting your money on those people.
I had no choice, because when we started our roofing company, I had to learn how to find a, I had to find a place that enabled me to do this. I didn't care. I have no sacred cows, right? As far as where it had to be. I didn't care if we had to knock on doors or if we had to do this. I didn't care. But what I knew was that I had a full-time job when we start the roofing company. Cause I had a good job, right? People paid me a lot of money to do what I did. I used that money to invest in starting the company. Well, for that first year, what happened was, you know, Joe, my partner, he was on the roof 8, 10, 12 hours a day, and he's got to do the estimates. I get him the leads. I handle all the accounting and taxes and all that kind of stuff, and payroll. But he had to do the sales and the estimates because I was at my job. And so he would have to go roof all day, and then when he's dirty, grubby, smelly, and stinky, have to go to people's houses and do estimates. He couldn't do 3 to 5 estimates and close at 25 to 30%. Most of the roofers I talk to close 1 in 4. The good ones close 1 in 3. The difference in that is 1 in 12, right? So the between average to best is one better op- one more opportunity sold in 12. Mm-hmm. Well, if you are if you're doing one estimate a day and one roof a day, it doesn't take long at a closing ratio of 1 in 4 to run out of work.
Right.
And so we had to find the kind of leads that were laser targeted that would want to buy from us, that would want to close that day in order to stay in business. Because we'd have roofs that would go 1, maybe 2 days. But most of the time, we'd get roofs done in a day because we got our own crews. We got like 6 people. So we had to find those customers, and we did. We had, as long as Joe was doing estimates and we got a rain day here and there, we stayed busy for forever. And then we just got better at it until we were booking 3 months out with 2 crews on staff.
Yeah, well, that's something that I always preach, you know, as far as identifying your target customer and really focusing down on that and not wasting your time out with a bunch of tire kickers and so forth, and work on improving that close ratio.
Yeah, so like, what would you say in your roofing company was your target customer?
Well, for ours, we were commercial re-roofing and maintenance, and that's all we did.
Mm-hmm. And so you primarily dealt with who? Building managers, government managers?
Property managers, but we really focused down on building owners. So they were investors, they were property flippers. These were people that were looking to hold properties, and really in the commercial warehousing, and most of these guys were multiple building owners, but also they were looking at long-term. So we were able to sell maintenance, and really that's what, where our business really started taking off was with our maintenance business.
Mm-hmm. And so when you do that, you're setting up your customer avatar. We have the same thing, right? We like dealing with Bill and Susan, the homeowner, who are between 35 and 70, who have likely been in through, you know, hired bad contractors before. They're not looking for the cheapest price. They're doing their research, trying to find the best contractor. And they're looking to replace the roof on a home that they own and that they will be continuing to stay in for a considerable amount of time. That is our customer. I don't want Bill and Susan who are selling their home. I don't want Bill and Susan who just bought their home. I don't want Bill and Susan who are 25 and this is the first time they're doing a roof. I don't want Bill and Susan who are just trying to renovate their home for a quick flip, like an investor or a property manager. I want Bill and Susan, the people who live in their house. And because we know our customer down to that granular level, like you did with your commercial building owners who were looking to own their building long time, multiple building owners, and they're looking to maintain the building. Like when you're that granular, everything about your communication, your messaging, your online activity, what you're talking about on Facebook, your ads, the image that you use in your ads, the text that you use in your ads, everything is designed around that, because I know I think about what TV shows they watch, what kind of stuff do they think about, what kind of stuff are they worried about, and then all that culminates into this what we call the customer avatar, and right. Everything about our ad blueprint is focused around how do we be the best contractor for that customer.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I do in my business planning with contractors. Is the first thing is to identify that ideal customer, or as you say, build that avatar. And once we've done that, we've identified them. Now, where are we going to find them? How are we going to find them? Where do they hang out and so forth? And I think what you're saying is with Facebook, you can really go down and find where all those people are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, because once you do that, and this is where it gets really powerful, is that once you start to get people coming to your website, right? So now let's say you're starting to drive traffic and you continue your Google AdWords and your SEO and whatever other traffic building methods you're doing. But you start focusing on providing value on Facebook using the blueprint that I have. And I'll give you a link at the end where people can download that blueprint for free. But they use that. They use that blueprint, and as they start to develop the kind of clients that they want, you know what I mean? The people that, like, whatever their avatar says. So for me, the homeowners who are living in their home, blah, blah, blah. Right. You can then tell your Facebook pixel to say all your visitors in the last 180 days that sent in a lead on your website. So all the people who put something in the form and hit submit, those were your favorite customers. And you want all those people, you want the pixel to find all the traits of those people, the most common traits, and you want it to be like, we're talking like the 1%, like where they only vary 1%. So they're so close to being the same kind of people. And then you can tell Facebook to create a lookalike audience of that.
And we're getting that information by our, what you refer to as the security camera. You're able to tell which people are coming to your site. And with that Facebook pixel, you can really, because they have all that information, you can identify all the visitors to your website.
Yeah. So you can say everybody who's visited my blog, those are clients that want to learn about roofing before they buy a roof. And people who want to learn about roofing, if they've learned from me, they take time to make their purchase, those are the kind of people that are going to be a little bit more profitable, because they're not just going to throw a broken pool cue outside the door and say, hey, all you roofers can fight over who's willing to bleed most, right? You're actually saying these educate themselves and make a good hire, because we've all heard the horror stories. The reason that these people hire these horror stories is because they don't do their education. I don't want customers who don't do their education. They got to learn once before they start to do their education. So I deliberately make it difficult to find my phone number. You know, most homeowners who don't do their education are going to focus on price because they aren't educated on how to make a good decision when it comes to a contractor. Mm-hmm. I don't want those customers, because those customers are going to have to make the mistake of hiring a bad contractor first before they understand that the pain of not being educated is a lot worse than the pleasure of saving money. Mm-hmm. And so I can tell Facebook, I want a custom audience of everybody who's visited one of my blog posts in the last 6 months. And so that audience, and so let's say that's a few hundred people, right? Now, maybe some of those people have bought a roof off me, maybe some of them haven't, but I know that those are the kind of people that when they're looking at a roofing site, the first thing they look for is, do they have a blog? I want to get to know who this company is, and I want to know if they know anything about roofing. Right. That those kinds of shoppers are the same when they buy anything. They're the same when they buy a car. They're the same when they buy a house. They're the same when they buy shoes or, you know, but anything that's high ticket, they're the same way. So,
let me interrupt there for a second, because I love your website. You got a great site at Sargent's Roofing. First, the video is great. You get people, as you say, you just jump straight into the education. But then you've got a freebie on the site where a sign up about, you've got an ebook or so. And you're getting people to fill that out. That's your goal, right? Is to get those people at an early stage. You can provide education for them, because an educated customer, particularly when it's educated by yourself, is going to be a much more profitable customer. They're going to understand the value that you have over your competitors, and you're going to be able to charge more money. Am I right?
Yeah, you're going to be able to charge them a fair price, and then you're going to put yourself in a position where you're not going to want to cut any corners, because good people know good people, and you got to do the best job. Like, everybody knows that, you know, we try and do a good job all the time, but when you have a good customer, you damn sure you do a good job, because the last thing you want is to have them not send their friends, because good customers know more people like them. And that's the premise upon which that lookalike audience feature is built. Because when you tell Facebook, I want these people, then it can say, okay, those 300 people share these traits. Then you tell it to create a lookalike audience, and then it creates a lookalike audience. So everybody who shares those traits, so they've been searching online about roofing stuff, and they typically look at research before they buy, and it'll take all the traits of those people, and as more people in your city pop up having those traits, you can tell your ads to constantly be delivering to those people with those traits and it's evergreen. It stays green all the time. It's always filling up with new people, and it's just automatic. So now you're generating the most qualified leads who value what you're doing, who are exactly like your customer avatar, and you're doing it automatically.
Right. Now, you mentioned your blueprint, and also you're providing this service for contractors now. Can you tell me a little about the blueprint and the services and how you'd go about this? Because a little over my head here. So how would we go about this?
Well, and you know, that's the case for most of the roofers that I deal with. And it's nothing against them. They're very good at their trade. I'm very good at mine. It's just how it is. But so I offer a couple ways for people to help or to help themselves or for me to help them. So I do take on a few clients, like I said, in that, like, 600,000-700,000 to, you know, or to like 1.5 million, 2 million range. That's like the revenue that I kind of work really well within. But a lot of roofers aren't in that revenue range, which means they can't afford to pay me to do it. But they can do what I did, which is do it themselves. They can learn online. And so I offer a few things. One, there's a blueprint of how I do it. And so the blueprint is just that. If you have a blueprint for a house, you have to know how to put all that together. So if you're a roofer and you've hired an agency or you've got a marketing group or somebody, you could give them this blueprint and say, hey, I want to do this. And they can price that out for you and help you do it. And I just gave them the blueprint, but then you go to your general contractor and they find all the trades to do all the stuff that you have to do in the blueprint. That's why I call it that. Then I have an 18-day apprenticeship program, which is just an online course. It's on sale for $87 until I go on stage in New Orleans on the 22nd. So it's on sale for very cheap. But that there is 18 days. They get a bunch of screen videos, like where I record video showing them exactly how I do it, putting the pixel on their website, doing the setting up the ads, setting up the, you know, how to design an infographic, which is, we didn't get into that, but that's how you teach and help people educate themselves, kind of like the ebook, right? You know, give them that lead magnet and then how to build a retargeting audience and how to build a retargeting ad, right? I do videos of all that and I give a couple little guidebooks away and 18 days of asking questions. So it's like an apprenticeship program. You get some help from a journeyman. They teach you some stuff along the way, but you have to do the work yourself and you gotta get your hands dirty and try stuff. And then lastly, I have a 1-year program that I did last year in February and it's opening again this February, where it's a full year, $379 a month. I have a Facebook group. I teach people because I can't help every roofer who needs my help. I mean, it costs me a lot of time and money to build this real estate for them, build this website presence and this brand and this Facebook campaign. It takes a lot of time, so I have to make it worth my while to do it. But a lot of the principles are the same, and so I can record a lot of this stuff that I'm doing on a computer, right, put it into video form, and give it away. But sell it and allow them to do it themselves. And then because a lot of them have the same questions, they'll ask the questions in the Facebook group. I answer them. And now, you know, 30 roofers get an answer to their question because one guy did it. And it's a great program for letting, like a lot of them, it's the accountant, the wife, the brother, the son, you know what I mean? The son of the dad who owns a roofing company that doesn't really want to get on the tools, but doesn't have anything else, mm-hmm. you know, for this, he can be half roofer and half Facebook marketing guy, and they can take their own company from $600,000 to 1.2 million by just doing the work. And I teach them every step of the way. So there's a few different ways for me to help a roofer that I'm not taking on as a client, because I'm very picky. Cause I learned that very early on, that I don't want to deal with every roofer.
Just like our clients in the roofing
exactly.
in the roofing business. You don't want to be everything to everybody. You want to focus that down. And mm-hmm. as we all know, 80% of our profits are made by 20% of our prospects or clients.
That's absolutely true. I never really thought of it like that, but you're absolutely right. You got to deal with your best customer.
So if I've got a little bit of tech skills, you're saying that I can actually do this myself, and you're going to take a step-by-step approach with your blueprint and show me how to do this so I don't necessarily have to go out and hire an agency to do that. Is that what I hear?
Yes. So the apprenticeship program, which is very cheap, it's pretty quick, but I do it in video form and you can watch it and blast through it. And then you can just pause and stop and watch what I did and redo it. And you can ask me questions for 18 days. So for 18 days, there's a form that you can ask questions. And yes, absolutely right. I have a 60-year-old accountant. She saw how much money the company was spending on like conventional advertising and Google and stuff. And she kind of saw the magic in what I was doing, but they wouldn't get anybody to do it. And she thought, you know, I'm good enough with a computer. I do the accounting. But she kind of thought, you know, I'd like to learn how to do this. She's 60 years old. She wants to do something else. You know what I mean? So she decided to do it. But you know, she's not a computer programmer or a graphic designer. But, you know, she came along the way and I showed her how to get the stuff that she doesn't know how to do. I showed her how to get that stuff done for really cheap using websites like Fiverr.com. And we got her going. Same thing. I got another guy. He's down in Texas. He's Latino, or he's from Mexico. We have a bit of a language barrier. but his wife just had a baby. They just bought a house, and he just quit his job to go start his own roofing company. So the guy couldn't have stacked the odds against himself any better. Mm-hmm. But he, you know, he thought my wife needs something to do, and she was interested in learning something that she could have as like a job. And so we got her set up, right? And so, and she knows nothing about computers. Thankfully, there isn't as much of a language barrier, but we got her set up. And now, I mean, in a short period of time, she could go out and sell her services to other kinds of businesses if she wanted to, decking or landscaping. So those are the most rewarding cases, is when I actually get to see how people who would otherwise have been totally intimidated by this process get to actually move the needle in their own business. And some people in the family learn a new trade that, you know, they were going to start doing nails in their basement or try and do one of those multi-level marketing scams. And instead, they just learn a trade that they can do from a computer at home while their kids are playing and watching TV.
Sure. So for our listeners that can't get down to the IMG Expo in New Orleans here this month, how can they get more information?
Well, they can hit me up on Facebook. I'm pretty active on there. They can go to my website, roofingbusinesspartner.com. And there's a number of different forms where they can opt in and basically download the blueprint for free and see if they can understand it. And then if they want some help, then I offer some help. Or they can pass the blueprint on to their agency totally free. I haven't taken a penny. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I know this stuff works because when I talked to you last September, you were just kicking ass with it. It sounds like you've really taken it up a couple of notches.
Yeah. I mean, it's been awesome to see my best friend and business partner not have to work for 5 months of the year and get to spend time with his kids, because we all know as roofers, I mean, you know, I'll say we, but I mean, we as roofers or people in the industry, I mean, we work a lot of hours and you spend a lot of time away from your family. You're on the roof, you come home, your dog tired, you're beat, your body's busted. And then you got to try and reanimate yourself for the people you love and care about most. And that's pretty tough. And, you know, to be able to be a little bit more selective and say, hey, I'm going to take, you know, even if it's a month, I'm going to take a month off and I'm just going to take a month vacation with my wife, or I'm going to take a month off and play with my kids. I mean, he gets to do that for months a year. And that's so rewarding. Me, I mean, I just find more work to do, but because I don't have kids and stuff. But I mean, that's like so cool for me. So, I mean, yeah, the Facebook ads, it's not going away. It's only getting better. The power of the Facebook pixel is only getting deeper.
Well, I love it because I agree with the SEO. I mean, you're never going to be able to compete with Home Advisor and Yelp and all those other guys that are on that front page.
You're funding them. Like if you're a roofer and you're paying Home Advisor, you're funding them to beat you.
Exactly.
I mean, and then for the privilege, they sell your lead to every other competitor in town, and then make you fight over it with a busted pool cue. It drives me nuts. Yeah. But it's because it's a difference between renting and owning. You either rent your customer flow from Home Advisor, or you take the time and the money to build your own, and then you live in it.
You got to get out of this whole spray and pray thing where you're just out there with a shotgun dragging in all of these prospects that just aren't the right people. They're not going to buy your services. I love what you're doing with this because I agree. This is something that you really want to take a hard look at, and love your program. So we'll get all that in the show notes, and hopefully people get out and reach out to you. Tell them you heard them on the Roofer Show.
I would appreciate that. That'd
give
be
me
awesome.
A little plug. You bet.
You guys keep doing what you're doing too. I mean, I love seeing your podcast. I've listened to so many of your episodes, and my accountant actually bought a book from your accountant that you brought on her, but both their names are Leslie actually.
Oh yeah, so, sure. Yeah, we'll have to pass
your
that
show
along
out
to
there
Leslie.
Helping everybody, me included.
Well, that's great, Adam. It's great to talk to you, and get down there and see Adam down there at the IMG in New Orleans. And otherwise we will talk to you soon. Keep in touch.
Sounds good. Take care, Dave.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care. That's it for today's show. If you want to get a copy of my one-page business plan, where you can create a professional business plan in just a few hours, go to theroofershow.com, where you can download it for free. Simply answer the questions, fill in the PDF, and print. Short and sweet. And as always, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.